With us live is Mr. Gios Bisconte, host of the funniest show on the Kumeo Network in hot water, which is freaking hilarious, by the way, from the Artie Lang podcast, and we're DC guys, so you were regular in Ron and Fez, which we all love. You still doing Shapiro and Bisconte on XM, or is that done?
No, that was a very short-lived trial of whatever thing. They were just having comedy duos sit in on weekends or something, but yeah, no, not anymore. Rick's out in L.A., God bless him. I see him whenever I go out there.
That's why you just went to L.A. recently, right? And I heard you got some poon.
In a couple of years.
I did, I heard. And you wore a condom.
Chick dragged him out there.
You wore a condom, right, Gino?
Next thing you know, you're going to say your brother-in-law died of cancer. Oh, you guys are great. You guys are cracking me up.
I don't think they know about this joke.
I'm just laughing at Brian's got his big red laugh.
I just can't keep a straight face now because when the first time a girl ever said, I'm like, it's just so, it's like, really? Really? I'm in my 40s, honey. You think I can even say the word condom without losing what's left of this erection? I'm going to at you with it, and let's get this over with.
Do you know, I hate condoms so much, I got my balls cut off. I guess it's called a vasectomy. So I'm with you, my friend. I'm allergic. Some of us are allergic.
Yeah.
Who was that guy in your studio that said that his brother-in-law died and you started laughing that hard?
Kevin Brennan.
Brennan.
Such a funny motherfucker. And we were talking about that, me and Aaron, because Aaron got up and came back in and Kevin had taken his seat. But it's like everything else on the podcast, it just works out now. Because now we always, whenever we have a guest, we have them sit in between us so we can gang up on them. Like, I mean, if you saw Kevin's face when I'm laughing, and then he looks at it like Aaron to think Aaron's going to be normal, and Aaron starts laughing even more. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with these two guys? Oh, we couldn't stop. So that's the new format. Whenever we have a guest, they sit between us, and they just get bullied and pushed around. It's a great time.
Gino, I got to tell you, though, twice it I used to work in an office in San Diego, and it was Aaron Berg dressed up like a woman. And if you guys know who Aaron Berg is, he looks like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, he's Gino's partner. He looks like if Rogan were, like, big, big.
Freaking jacked.
Yeah.
Did he plant a kiss on you, if I remember correctly? Or was it the guest?
Yes, he did. Yes, I
had a dude that I rent the office from walk in, and I'm watching it on my big screen, and two guys making out. And he looked at me, and he walked right out of my office, disgusted.
It's like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know.
He already came. He was done.
I was going to say, I was already jacking it, and it was done. But the next time, I just rented an office in the D.C. area. I'm watching your show, and it was Kevin Brennan, and he said something about his brother-in-law dying. And Gino starts going, as soon as he says, my brother-in-law dies, there's a GoFundMe. And Gino goes, ah!
And the cancer, they can't be in the sun.
Who dies of skin cancer?
That's what I said. Who dies of skin cancer?
The woman I rent my office from walked in during that clip and gave me the dirtiest look that you could ever.
She didn't join in the laughs. I'm so befuddled.
Middle-aged Long Islanders don't find it fun. Skin cancer laughs funny. If you can believe that. Anyway, Gino.
Yeah, they just don't get it. They just don't get it, dude. They're such squares.
I want to make sure I plug your stand-up. And at the end, if you have any shows coming up, please go ahead and let us know. I know you're a producer. And the big deal is you host the Gino's Picks. And you actually won me some money last year, so thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was pretty solid. I was a solid 60% against the spread. That's great. You know, that was a really good year I had.
You and John won me a lot of money last year in the Super Bowl. And that's why I had money to bet on Carolina this week, which I didn't do too good on. I don't know if I should have listened to John. Did you pick against that?
Yeah, I absolutely did, man. Fucking Denver had that on lock. They were at home. What did you expect to happen? Peyton was an active hindrance last year. They take away the bad and replace it with at least mediocre, and yet somehow you think they're going to lose at home? Come on, guys.
That's what the hell. Who did you think was going
to
win?
Actually, I'm going to defend you guys. Anybody who picked Carolina, I'm going to say that it came down to a missed field goal at the end. I guess with the spread in play as well, it's just one of those games where I don't think it's a bad pick to go with Carolina on the road and in this game. I really don't. Coming off the Super Bowl, usually the team that lost is more motivated. So, not a bad pick at all, man.
Cam?
Well, in hindsight, yeah. I said pick Carolina. It wasn't in my video because, like I say, I always rest my record on my football picks because the joke makes the pick. There's no logic in what I'm doing. But, yeah, I liked Carolina. I did. But here's the thing. I like Trevor Siemian. I mean, I didn't go into the game. I did not like him, but I hated Sanchez. I loved that the kid flat out went and won the job. And that's the thing about, we were talking about this, me and Bri. It's like real gamblers like this, we laugh about the way we lost and the stupid picks we made. Like when people win bets, well, that's like when life goes normally. When life goes like you expect and, you know, oh, yeah, of course I have the Giants winning, that's fine. You know, that's what you expect. But life is funny when it doesn't go the way you expect. That's why real gamblers, we just sit there laughing about the ridiculous bets we made and how we lost. Like I told Brian before the game, like I'm betting. I love Carolina in this. They're begging me to bet them, so of course I'll throw my money away. And of course that's what I ended up doing. You know, it's like you want my money, Vegas? Here, take it. Build another building.
I wish Vegas took my money. I have a BetDSI account, which is some offshore betting thing.
Cayman Island shit, or?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. And not only when you bet, it's a 10% VIG. And I told Gina this. Jesus. I'm like, I have $44 in my account. I saved $5 to bet on the Redskins because I'm an idiot. Because we know they're going to win, right? Because I'm a Redskins fan, so I have to bet on my team. And I took the rest of the money in my account and put it on Carolina.
Ooh.
So now you parlay an empire with this $5, V-Man. That's what you do.
Via my credit card, sir. Because I am a degenerate gambler.
Oh, God, there's no other kind. It's the best kind.
You never know, man. Antonio Brown might pull a Keenan Allen. You might catch a break.
You know,
I'm a Chargers fan, and I've said this before.
That might be why I snuck that in there.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm like a battered woman. They find ways to trick me, so I walk back and go, like, they'll never do it again. Whack! All of that. And that was my fault. I really, really should have paid better attention. And they did it again yesterday when I'm saying for a full 6 months they're going to stink, and they're up 27-10 with 9 minutes left in the game, and I'm back. Daddy is all in. Here we go, Chargers, Melvin Gordon, and they just pussy their way into a loss. Oh, and then I wake up Monday and I'm aggravated. That is football.
Gino, I just moved back from San Diego, literally days ago.
Oh. And why? What is wrong with you?
He hates attractive women and good weather.
You know, I married a...
Oh, I just keep getting laid with condoms.
They're so hot, I can keep it up with condoms.
There is a law now. There's a law now in SoCal, you have to wear condoms in porn, so I guess maybe you have to wear condoms in Southern California, you know, and I'm allergic, just like you, my friend.
That's a classic Russ Meneve joke. He's like, the Catholic Church is against condoms, and not just in porn, which I believe we're all against.
I loved watching the Chargers with Chargers fans in San Diego, but it's the battered wife syndrome. You would be up at halftime, just killing it. Phillip Rivers is just out there somehow making it happen with third string offensive linemen. A horrible rookie running back. Danny Woodhead's always solid, and not really a great wide receiver core because the only one he has that's good and worth $45 million, I believe John told me, gets hurt with a kidney laceration and now an ACL tear.
I'm sorry, the kidney thing makes me laugh. Was he in a fucking knife fight?
Hold on, this is kind of like the dying from sunburn. It's a kidney laceration. Let's laugh at it.
Seriously. But that's just it. And but that's the thing, and you said it. Phillip Rivers, and I said when Keenan Allen went down, I love the kid. Like, it's not that it's Beheimer, who I believe they should have gotten rid of. They've gone with offensive-minded coaches, which has been a mistake. Schottenheimer was the guy that can make halftime adjustments. These last two guys, Turner and McCoy, they just go into the locker room with a lead. I said this about Norv Turner once. I said, being in the locker room with Norv Turner is like being in a prison shower. Either way, you've got a nervous, sweaty guy saying, I sure hope they let us keep doing this for another 30 minutes. It never ends well. And don't get me wrong, Schottenheimer had to go because he fucking couldn't win in the postseason. And I hate it whenever someone said they should have never fired Schottenheimer, which is when I'll go like this. You're right, who hired him after that 14-2 season? Nobody! Nobody! Everyone in the NFL said the guy's 14-2. Don't you touch him. Because in the postseason, he can't get out of his own way. Hey, you know how we're 14-2? We're beating the Patriots? Yeah. And we're giving it to the greatest running back in the history of football? Yeah. What if in the second half we didn't do that? He said, like Aaron Paul in Breaking Bad, right? Right? She's already dead, right? Right?
All this talk of Schottenheimer in the shower is giving me a full erection. Howard, put your hand in my pants and check.
Come on, had so many Redskins coach retreads. I forgot you guys had Norv. And you know what? I actually like Schottenheimer, especially after the treatment he got here. But, I mean, you make a good case. I figured it was maybe just that he was, like, dog shit old by the time you guys were done with him. But, yeah, something might have been fucking broken. I mean, everyone said he was a shit postseason coach, but...
My buddy said it. Like, I think he's arguably one of the greatest regular season head coaches going, but in the playoffs, there's something in his mind. He cannot, that's the perfect way to put it, he can't get out of his own way. He can't get out of his own way. I don't understand. Like, even in the year they lost to the Jets because he ruined Nate Kading. He brought in fucking they get a gift of an overtime. This is a long time ago, but I'm angry and I remember it. They were supposed to lose, but then Connor Bart punched somebody. No, that's a kicker. Some guy, Bart something or something Bart on the Jets, basically punched Breeze in the face on fourth down. They got the down again, touchdown LT, overtime. They just go down the field, Breeze and LT, just dump pass, run. They get to the 40, and Schottenheimer's like, all right, run it into the middle three times and have a rookie kicker on a wet field try a 47-yarder. You motherfucking asshole!
Another great move by the Chargers. Let's get rid of Breeze because he doesn't have anything left in him, you know, what, 10 years ago? Because
that shoulder will never heal.
Never heal. It's never going to heal. He just wasn't the number one quarterback this Sunday. No. Good job to San Diego. Not that I don't love Philip Rivers.
No, and that's the thing. Everyone thinks I don't like Rivers because I love Breeze. I'm like, I love Rivers. He's our meathead. But Breeze, it was the way they got rid of him. They insult the fans. And you said it. John, you lived in San Diego. Who cares about football when you wake up? It's like, did the Chargers lose? All right, I'm going to go surfing today. But fucking when you wake up in New York, you're like, you lose your marbles because they lied to us. When Breeze got hurt, they're like, well, we were going to keep Breeze, but since he got hurt, we're going to keep Rivers. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Or you, if it's the last game of the season, of a meaningless game, and you want to keep one guy and shop the other, aren't you going to start the guy you want to shop so he can put up monster numbers because he would have against Denver and show him off? Aren't you?
Yep.
Aren't you?
Yep.
I just want to...
I think I pissed Dino off.
That was a little Sam Kinison back to school right there. I like that. I want to say Philip Rivers is definitive proof there is no condom law. That guy... That guy comes like a black cornerback, man. That guy Jesus.
What's the Jets?
Hold on one sec. I got to yell at some guy in the street. Okay. He'll never find your body.
good old New York City.
I have an obnoxious car, and then I'm doing a call-in, and I'm going to be at Wade's in 20 minutes. You'll be there. Hi. Fucking love that. I'm in my old neighborhood in Brooklyn. That's where I park, so I don't have to worry about moving my car in street cleaning. And my old neighbor just drove by and started yelling at me, park in your own fucking neighborhood. So now I start screaming out my window, and all the people are looking at us like, what a bunch of fucking assholes. Don't you know, it's a good time in Geno Land.
It's always a good time
in Geno Land. Well, it is, man. The fucking Eagles, at least one of your teams killed it, dude.
Yeah, I was at that game. They're not really my team. I like them. But I'll tell you, that was one of my picks in the video. I got it wrong. And I hate, and this is what I alluded to earlier, if the listeners don't get, I've been doing these 6 or 9 seasons, and the way I did them is, I love football, I love comedy, I'll talk about the game, and whichever way the joke, whichever team the joke makes fun of, I'll pick the other team against the spread. And I never liked RG3. I mean, I'm sure he's a great guy, but I don't think he's any good. I think he had that one streak at the end of last year. Excuse me, at the end of his rookie year, he played a lot of good, crappy teams. He put up some big numbers. But then once he got hurt in the Seattle playoff game, all bets are off. He's never been the same. I don't think he can throw. And I've said that. But then when they went up against the Eagles, I said, look, I said getting 4.5 is a lot. I said you've got – it's going to come down to quarterbacks. And it did. I was just wrong. I said you got RG3, who was named the starter this week. And that's going to bolster his confidence versus Carson Wentz, who was named, RG3 was named the captain. That'll bolster your confidence. I said, Wentz was named the starter this week. He's got to be confused, you know, all disoriented. And I said, but at least he has one thing going for the third straight year. Carson Wentz will be running a Division II offense. And I thought that was a cute little joke. So I picked the Redskins. And sure enough, and then I found myself at a game watching RG3. If ever you needed to see who's a legit quarterback and who isn't, it was the beginning of the second half. RG3 hits a bomb, you know, and it's like, oh, can he do it again? No, because the next play he's got a guy open on a fade in the end zone and he can't hit him. And that's a throw any quarterback at the bare minimum has to make. When a guy has a full step in the end zone on a fade, you got to be able to hit him, and he couldn't. Next drive, Eagles go downfield. Threads it to Aguiar, right corner of the end zone, on a fade when he's tightly covered. And you're like, oh, okay, that's what a quarterback looks like.
I'm going to give you a – Gino, next time you have the Browns in your picks, here's a nice joke you can use. Cleveland Browns.
What do you got?
Brown is the color of poo, and poo stinks, and so do the Cleveland Browns. I know that's hack, but if you got to use the joke to pick your team, go with that, my
poo,
friend.
Boo, Brian.
Boo. But, hey, you're talking about how great a guy RG3 is, who just got hurt and is placed on IR already. Did you hear about he got his new girl's tattoo on his arm and just dumped his baby's mama? Did you hear about that?
No, I heard he got the girl's tattoo on his arm, and then they split up.
He
was engaged when he came to D.C. They finally got married, and she just shit out the kid because that's how biology works.
It comes out of the ass.
Yeah,
I hope.
And he sacked her and her big fat tits for a very petite blonde, like track sporty kind of thing. And
with big fat tits.
Does she have big tits?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are getting the pole vault way. But, yeah, so he's now upgraded to that because there's no kids on the pussy mileage. And, yeah, he got her name tatted on his arm. And I personally think he got that injury so he could just go back to fucking her. Like, he's got a whole season just fucking peace now.
Yeah, I mean, in 30 minutes of football, he fucked the entire city of Cleveland. He may as well now just focus on banging that chick because he's awful.
Hey, Gino, do you have Sarah tattooed on your forearm?
Why won't you love me? Her birthday is this week. I can't wait to see her face when she comes crawling back. What?
Keep waiting, man. Fear. Keep waiting.
No, it was maddening watching
her down.
As a Skins fan, it was maddening watching that fucking game, especially after digesting. Really, he sat all of last year. This year, there was a bunch of hype. Like, I'm one of those idiots that reads Pro Football Talk like 5 times a day. I got nothing better to do. It's that and porn. And it's just, yeah, exactly. It's just, oh, he's changed his tune. He's going to be so different. Hugh Jackson's really got something going with him and Terrell Pryor. And I bought into it. And my blood pressure was through the roof 5 minutes in, watching him throw these shitty little screens for like 1 yard gains.
Yeah.
And it took me forever to calm down, dude, and realize, like, I'm not invested in this anymore. I'm from D.C., not fucking Ohio. This doesn't matter. And even then, I'm still losing my shit.
We're still...
Yeah, that's football. That's football. It's a sickness. It's a sickness.
Yeah, you find an angle to get invested in any fucking game. I was watching the Giants and Cowboys, and I'm rooting for the Giants. I'm like, I hate both of these. Like, I'm rooting for the comet from Armageddon to hit this fucking stadium. But, you know, it's...
John
D. That was the only game I got right, and I pretty much nailed that. I said, this game is going to come down to whether the veteran players of Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. can take advantage of the soft Dallas defense, or if the rookies, Prescott and field goal. And I said, now, while I know Dan Bailey is really good, if there's one thing we learned from Josh Brown's girlfriend this offseason, it's he can kick really hard.
Oh, man.
The old cunt punt.
The old cunt punt.
Is that worth 4 points?
He hit the bitch because the bitch didn't listen.
Oh, God
damn. I think of the 19 reported cases, maybe one or two were exaggerated. But the first 17 times I kicked her, it was an accident, officer. The last two, yeah, I was getting into it. I was really getting into it at that point.
I love how he's a fucking kicker. So, like, any other domestic abuse case in the league, you're like, you know, maybe the guy got his bell rung a lot. He's got a lot of concussions. He's got the CTE shit going on. This guy's just an angry fucking drinker. He's got no excuse.
Yeah.
She just blocked
he's an angry
the TV.
Drunk. That's a great point.
My bottle of whiskey is empty again. Gina, one thing I wanted to hit before we go. Did you think Carson Wentz, after 38 preseason snaps, and I know you say you're not an Eagles fan, but you're a Philly guy, you must follow them a bit, was going to have 101 passer rating? And I hate to jump around, but
it blew me away. I thought the Browns' defense was better. I thought it was fucking awesome, though, that last week Cleveland, who just has the worst track record with quarterbacks, had the balls to say, yeah, we didn't think Carson Wentz was a top 20 pick. And that's the kind of stupid shit that you don't need to say, like, because any good coach will make that work. So to say, well, he's not even in the top 20, and then he goes out and he embarrasses you and proves, you know, your quarterback stinks. Because RG3 had one of the top 20 dumbest injuries I ever saw. Did you see how he got hurt? At the end of the game, he was running out of bounds. He doesn't know how to slide. So he ran out of bounds. He got hit as he was running out of bounds. And I don't mean from behind. He ran into a guy standing out of bounds who shattered his shoulder. I mean, so to get back to the question, did I think Wentz was going to have that good a game? No. But I think Cleveland can make you look so much better than you are. That's why I think the Eagles still have a long way to go. You know, he's going to face defenses that, you know, are better at adjustments and stuff. But I think they've got to be thrilled with week one. I think this is, you know, I was a guy bashing the Eagles all offseason saying, why do you have this many quarterbacks? What you're doing is stupid. This is a poorly run organization. And as a Chargers fan, I know exactly what they look like. But then, then I'm going to give them credit, whether they did it on purpose or not, when, you know, you know this is the NFL. You know quarterbacks go down. And the way the Vikings, you know, lost Bridgewater, and then they got to walk into the, you know what I mean, and be like, hey, you got to give us a first-round, a fourth-round pick. And they're like, Minnesota's like, I don't know if we want to do that. All right, well, good luck opening the stadium, your new $1.2 billion stadium with Sean Hill. Because if you think people were throwing up when they saw Teddy Bridgewater's knee, wait till you see him vomit when they look at Sean Hill's arm.
Now, just to get back, John was talking before the show in regards to RG3. They brought in a special coach for him to teach him how to slide. The guy was a baseball player. Or was that you, Howard?
No, that was John.
Okay.
It was a Yankees base coach, I think. Yeah, and he never will. Just don't buy into it. If they haven't learned it by, like, year two, it's never going to fucking happen. And just let it go, man.
But again, we're not asking him to juggle. We're asking him to fall down feet first, and he doesn't know how to do it.
It's shit, my chubby white ass mastered for T-ball, and he still can't do it. It's fucking insanity.
Here's what you do. Every time he's about to dive forward, and his momentum is, he's losing his balance, have someone behind him yell, I smell chicken, and he'll turn around, because I don't know if you people know this, minorities love fried food. So he'll turn around, and his feet will naturally go out in front of him. No? That doesn't work? No?
I, too, love fried chicken. There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
I miss the curls in my hair.
But you know how to slide, so it doesn't work with you.
I was a baseball player, and I always did the face-first slide because I watched way too much porn.
Because you hated your nipples.
I hated my nipples. Even better than the joke I was going to do. Gino, where are you at tonight?
I'm walking into Wade's to have a drink with my old neighbor. Maybe we'll call Sarah drunk. What? I'm sorry, I'm having a... and then I'll be at LOL Comedy Club this whole fucking week. Try the fucking veal.
Gino, thank you so much. I just wanted to plug again, youtube.com/Gino's Picks. Go there for his football videos every week.
Just go, let me make it easy. Go to my website. Go to my website, GinoVisconti.com. The videos are always up there. If you type in Gino Visconti comedian, trust me, my name will come up no matter how you try to butcher it. And follow me on Twitter. Same thing, GinoVisconti.com. It's all there, guys. It's all there. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's everything.
Send him dick pics. He loves them.
Why won't you love me? I'm sorry. I thought that was Sarah out the window. Just none. Whatever.
Gino, thanks so much, man. That was fucking amazing. Thank you.
Gino, enjoy your
coffee. We'll do it again sometime.
Enjoy your coffee.
Drop
we'll talk to you soon.
Drop by the show, gentlemen. Thanks so much.
We will, brother.
All right, man.
Thanks,
later.
Gino.